Hey, Fresh Capital listeners. Welcome to our Simple Sprout series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. This week is a bit of a new one, actually. We're going to be talking about something quite topical in the news, Evergrande, the Chinese property company. We're going to talk about what's happening and then break down everything that's going on in 5 minutes or less. So let's get started. Evergrande Real Estate Group is a Chinese property developer, currently the second biggest property developer in China, but at one point they were one of the largest in the world. They've got about 1,300 building projects in more than 280 cities in China, so incredibly large. And in building and diversifying their vast wealth and assets, they've started to amass a range of investments and subsidiaries in non-property assets, including solar and agricultural farms, resorts and amusement parks, a bottled water brand, weirdly enough, a health and well-being park, and a football team, the Guangzhou FC, and the football school to go with it, the Evergrande Football School, which is one of the largest in the world. So before I start talking about Evergrande specifically, it's worth kind of noting the context of investing in China. Investing in China is highly regulated, so investors can't just buy stocks or equities in Chinese companies in the same way that you and I can just buy investments or equities in American or Australian companies, because there are really strict government restrictions in China. However, these restrictions only apply to equities or stocks in China. They don't actually apply to property. So as the middle class in China grew, so did demand for property, the only asset class they could invest in. This led to Evergrande taking out huge amounts of debt and financing through bonds to finance the construction of their property assets. And actually worked out really well for Evergrande because the Chinese government allowed them to value property that they developed much higher than it was worth, causing property prices to go up and up and up, creating a bit of a bubble. But this worked out really well because there was, you know, such vast demand for property that they just had to increase their price. Now, the problem that's happened quite recently is the Chinese government has passed a law called the Three Red Lines, which limits the amount of liabilities a property developer is allowed to have on its balance sheet. This meant that Evergrande was no longer able to issue out more bonds or take out more debt to finance its operations. And at the same time, this overinflated property market had slowly grown to bubble due to the overinflated asset prices, leading to people being unable to buy property, which meant that Evergrande couldn't sell its assets. So huge problem here, increasing assets prices, Evergrande being unable to take out more debt or issue more bonds. Now it's created a huge problem because they can't sell their assets and they're required to pay their bondholders a payment but can't afford to do that. And because of this new law that's been recently passed, they can't take out financing or a loan to help pay their contractors, pay their developers, and then ultimately pay their bondholders, which means they may default. This is actually a huge problem for international markets, not just the Chinese market, because the bondholders that Evergrande owe a payment to at the moment are some of the biggest financial institutions in the world. Companies like BlackRock, banks like HSBC. And to add to this, if Evergrande decide to sell their property assets to get liquidity to pay back their bondholders, they need to severely undercut the price of the asset because it was already overinflated to begin with, and then they need to further discount that so that it can be liquidated very quickly. Now, both these things will have a major impact on the bondholders, you know, the BlackRocks and the HSBCs. The company that they've now invested in can't pay back the bond payment they owe, and the assets of the company they've invested in are about to be severely devalued, further impacting the value of their investment. This has then major follow-on impacts in financial markets, and that impact is called market contagion. We're feeling it in Australia right now with the iron ore price dropping this week due to the reduction in demand as a result of Evergrande. At the time that you're listening to this, you know, Evergrande may have already defaulted, or it may have come to an agreement with its bondholders. But whatever it is, it will have major implications for financial markets around the world. So there you have it. That's Evergrande and the crisis it's in, told in a refreshingly simple way. Thanks, and we'll see you this weekend for our deep dive.
That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. Look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.